invite you to turn with me to Psalm 31, verses 19 through 21. I'm going to read just those three verses together, Psalm 31, verses 19 through 21. And there we read this: "How abundant are the good things that you have stored up for those who fear you, that you bestow in the sight of all on those who take refuge in you. In the shelter of your presence, you hide them from all human intrigues. You keep them safe in your dwelling from accusing tongues. Praise be to the Lord, for he showed me the wonders of his love when I was in a city under siege." You know, one idea, one word that God has been putting on my heart a lot lately is the idea of recalibrating. Right, sometimes equipment that we use, something that we're doing, it just needs to be recalibrated a little bit, right? It was working fine. Maybe some of us like to think that our scales, maybe we don't want to recalibrate them because they're about 5 pounds the right direction for us. But sometimes we just need to recalibrate things. And I found that God has been putting this word, this idea in my life over and over again lately, as maybe sometimes things just don't live up to our expectations. Life doesn't go the way that we thought it was going to go. And over again, God is just, the word that God has been putting on my heart is recalibrate. When our expectations aren't met, we need to recalibrate. When life gives us a situation that we never thought we were going to be in, we recalibrate. When we find ourselves facing something we never thought we were going to face, we have to recalibrate. Well, God hit me pretty hard with that idea as I was preparing this week's message. You see, as we're coming to the end of this series, we've been looking together at different facets of who God is, different attributes of God. And the last one that we are going to look at this morning is that God is the overflowing source of all good. And as I had originally sort of laid out what I thought I was going to say, where I thought that God was going to take this message this morning, I thought, okay, yeah, this will be an easy one, right? To talk about all of the good things that God gives us. You know, I thought about songs like "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing," right? All of these really straightforward ideas of, yeah, we look and where we see good in our life, there we see God. And then I had to recalibrate. As I studied this week's passage, as I looked closer at this text, God sort of recalibrated my understanding of this passage and my understanding of how we engage what it means that God is the source of all good. And God recalibrated it according to the word hide and the idea of things being hidden. You see, as I was preparing this message, one of the things that I do is I look and I read these passages in their original language. And as I was studying this passage in Hebrew, I realized that there's a lot of words in just these three verses that all have to do with sheltering places, hiding places, or hiding. Right? If we were to just highlight those words, those ideas, and sort of translate so that those come to the forefront, just these three verses, we could translate it something like this, right? How abundant are the good things that you have hidden for those who fear you, that you bestow in the sight of all, and those who take refuge in you. In the hiding place of your presence, you hide them from all human intrigues. You hide them in your dwellings from accusing tongues. Praise be to the Lord, for he showed me the wonders of his love when I was in a city under siege. Right, in just these three verses, over and over and over again, we come up against the idea of hiding, of things that are hiding, of people that are hiding, of hiding places, of safe places. And I realized that I think we all know what it is to hide things. I think we all have experienced what it is to hide things that we're going through, what it is to hide how we're really feeling, what it is to hide the questions that we've been asking, what it is to hide the decisions that we've been making. And I found, as God recalibrated my expectations of what I was going to say this week, God just laid it on my heart to say that this week, what I hope we see is that wherever hiding happens in our lives, that God invites us to recalibrate it according to the grace of Jesus Christ and the hope of God's kingdom. Wherever there is hiding in our lives, recalibrate it. And I want to start at the end of this passage. I want to start in verse 21. Praise be to the Lord, for he showed me the wonders of his love when I was in a city under siege. Now, Psalm 31, the Bible tells us, is a psalm of David. And we might be reminded that David lives fairly early in the time of Israel as a nation. David is only the second king of the people of Israel, Saul being the first. And before David, there's a period of time in the history of Israel known as the period of the judges. And over and over and over again in the book of Judges, in this time in Israel's history, we read this refrain that the people did what was pleasing in their own eyes. And over again in the book of Judges, as the people of Israel do what's pleasing in their own eyes, God allows them to experience the consequences of their choices, and they are conquered by neighboring nations. You see, sometimes I realize we hide from God. Because sometimes when we are under siege, sometimes the reason that it feels like we are under siege is for very good reason. Because the choices that we are making and the way that we are living is out of step with how God has created us to live. We call that feeling guilt. Sometimes we hide. And even if it looks like we're hiding from other people, really we're hiding from God. And that goes all the way back to the story of Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3, that as soon as they recognize, as soon as they eat the fruit and have knowledge of good and evil, what's the first thing that they do? They hide. They hide because they feel guilt. Because they feel under siege from the reality of the choice that they have made. Friends, sometimes where there is hiding in our lives, we need to recognize that maybe the reason we're hiding it is because we're really trying to hide something from God. Maybe what we're hiding in our lives is really something that needs to be brought into the open. Maybe what we're hiding in our lives is really where we're under siege because we're out of step with how God invites us to live. If we find ourselves clearing our browsing history, more often than one needs to, maybe we're hiding. If you delete those text messages from the old flame that messaged you, and even though you didn't do anything, even though you didn't say anything, you just don't want to have that conversation, maybe we're hiding something. When we move money around into different accounts so that it can all be sheltered, even if it's legal, sometimes we need to ask ourselves, are we hiding? I used to work at a restaurant. And of course, as a waiter, some of the tips that I got were on credit cards and some of them were cash. And every night when I would sign out from the job, when I would clock out, the computer system would actually prompt me to enter a number, how much did I make in cash tips? Because it would then put that into the payroll system and I would be taxed on that number combined with my credit card tips. And the person who was training me actually looks at me as I'm clocking out for the first night and she says, so when you get to this screen, you can't put in zero because then it's obvious that you're lying. So maybe just put in a number somewhere between like $15 and $20 so it doesn't raise suspicion, but that way you're not taxed on everything that you made. Are we hiding? Because sometimes we're told that it's the right thing to do. Sometimes we're told that choosing a path out of step with how God invites us to live, that that's the way we should live. When we find hiding in our lives, when we find ourselves hiding from God, we need to recalibrate it. And we recalibrate it according to the wonders of his love. Praise be to the Lord, for while we were under siege, he showed me the wonders of his love. And the wonders of his love are expressed most clearly that in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Where there is hiding in our life, we recalibrate it according to the wonders of God's love, that Jesus died on the cross for our guilt, for our sin, that Jesus took our choices, our sins upon himself and bore the punishment for our sin. So are we hiding? Are we hiding from God? Recalibrate it according to the grace of a God who forgives you. Recalibrate it according to the freedom of a God who sets us free from sin that enslaves us. Recalibrate our hiding according to the grace of Jesus that invites us into new life, into a new way of being, a way of being that is honest and with integrity and authentic. I was listening to a podcast this week, and the speaker ended by saying people would rather have somebody who's always real than somebody who's always right. Friends, wherever there's hiding, if we're hiding from God, recalibrate it according to the grace of Jesus Christ, according to the wonders of God's love, that God embraces us and accepts us and sets us free. But you know, sometimes we hide because we feel under siege, and sometimes that is as a consequence of the choices that we've made. But sometimes we hide from other people because we think we need to hide, but we don't really. And in verse 20, David writes, in the shelter of your presence, you hide them from all human intrigues. And I think we know human intrigues. And I think we know what it is to hide from human intrigues. When somebody asks us how we're doing, and even though we're not okay, we say, oh, I'm good. That's hiding from human intrigues. When our marriage is struggling, and we don't know if we're going to make it, but we don't dare tell anybody because we're afraid of what they're going to think or what they might say, that's human intrigue. When we need to hide the reality of our lives, what we're struggling, the questions that we're really asking, the doubts that we're really having, because we're afraid that if somebody knew the doubts that we had in our mind, that they would wonder whether we were really a good Christian or not. That's hiding from human intrigues. I think we all know what it is to hide from human intrigue. It's when we keep part of ourselves hidden for fear of what other people will say or think. And so we recalibrate. We recalibrate in the shelter of God's presence. And last week we sang What a beautiful name, as one of our worship songs last week. And as we sang the last verse of that song, what a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. I found myself just moved emotionally as I wondered, do we really believe how powerful the name of Jesus is? Because when we look at the story of Scripture, we see that the name of Jesus tears down prison walls. We see that the name of Jesus sends demons on the run. We see that the name of Jesus overcomes anything and everything, and we live in the shelter of His presence. And if we are in the presence of Jesus Christ, then why are we afraid of what other people think? If we have the name of Jesus on our side, then why do we hide out of fear of what others will say? We recalibrate according to the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives. Because He keeps us safe. He hides us. It may feel like we need to hide, but when we run to Jesus, when we find our identity in Him, when we hide behind the powerful name of Jesus Christ, He hides us from the drama. He hides us from the gossip. He hides us from the judgmental stares. Because His name is powerful and strong. He is a strong tower, a mighty refuge, a shelter in times of trouble. You know, I end every week with the same blessing, with the promise of God going before us, beside us, behind us, and beneath us. And with the command of Scripture, do not be afraid. And I choose that every single week because that is what I need to hear every week, because I think it is what we need to hear every single week, that the presence of God is with us, and no matter what it is that awaits us on the other side of these doors, no matter what it is that is in front of us in the coming week, no matter what it is that we will face, the presence of God is stronger. The name of Jesus is more powerful. The presence of God can and will overcome whatever it is that awaits us in the week to come. In the shelter of your presence, you hide us from all human intrigues. You know, I was struck by this several months ago now. I'm very open about the fact that I go every 4 to 6 weeks and speak with a therapist. I need to do it for my own mental and emotional health and well-being. And I go to the Christian Counseling Center on Leonard Street Northeast, and it's two stories. The main entrance is on the ground level, and then it's sort of built into a hill, so you can come around and there's a parking lot on the upper level. And when I first started going, my therapist said, you know, I always offer to my pastors who I meet with, that if you want to, you can park in this upper lot and I'll let you in the side door. And I realized that he was offering that to me in case I was worried about running into anybody, what somebody might say if they saw me in the waiting room at the Christian Counseling Center. Well, friends, let me tell you, if you see me in the waiting room at the Christian Counseling Center, I'm there for my mental and emotional health and well-being. I'm glad that you are there for your emotional and mental health and well-being. And I am a child of God whose identity is secure in the grace of Jesus Christ. And in the fact that I need that for my health and well-being does not take away from who I am as a child of God. In the shelter of your presence, you hide them. We recalibrate according to the grace of Jesus Christ. God is the source of all good. And as we encounter that good in our lives, we recalibrate again and again, over and over and over, according to the presence of Jesus Christ in our life. Sometimes it's hard to see the presence of God. Maybe we're walking through a season of life where it feels like it's just been one thing after another. Maybe we're walking through a season of life where we are facing a health crisis that we never thought we were going to face. Maybe life has taken us somewhere that we weren't supposed to be because we thought by now we would have a kid. We thought by now we would be married. We thought by now we would be retired, and instead we're still trying to put away enough money so that we can stop working. We thought we were going to be off on vacation gallivanting around the world with our spouse, and instead we're sitting in a hospital room as our spouse faces the end of their life. Sometimes it feels like God's blessings are hidden, which is where I was struck that in verse 19, that verb have stored up can also be translated hidden. Because sometimes, maybe, when it feels like God is hiding, maybe he's storing up. Maybe if it feels like God is hiding, it may be that God is really setting aside for the future. It may feel like God is withholding, but really God is putting a deposit on the blessings that are to come. It may feel like God isn't present, but in reality, God is here right now and preparing us for something even better. And I want to be crystal clear about something, that the blessings of God are not always, and dare I say even not usually, material things. It isn't that right now we're having a hard time financially and someday God's going to make us a millionaire. But it may be that in this season where it feels like God is absent, that God is training us and equipping us to see his presence in a more present and a more real way. It may be that in this season in which we feel like God is absent, that we are reminded even more of our eternal hope. That one day every knee will bow and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. It may be that in this season of mourning, in this season of pain, in this season of sorrow, it may be that we need to be reminded all the more that the promise of God and the promise of God's kingdom is a place where there is no more sorrow or pain or crying or mourning. It may be that in this season when it feels like God is absent, that we need to realize that God is going to put people in our lives in which we can better embrace the values of the kingdom of God, that it might feel like God isn't here right now, but in fact God is going to let his light shine through us all the more where we are right now. It may be that we never thought we were going to be facing what we are facing, but God might use that as part of our story, as part of our testimony of years from now, how we will see how God was present, how we will see how God used what we went through, how we will see how God used where we were, even though we never, ever, ever wanted to be there, and we wouldn't wish it on anybody, but God is going to use that someday so that we can bless somebody else. What feels like God is hiding, maybe God's setting aside. When it feels like God is absent, God might be storing up. Wherever there is hiding in our lives, recalibrate. Recalibrate and adjust. And as we recalibrate, let the means of our adjustment be the grace of Jesus Christ, the presence of God, and the hope of God's kingdom. Let's pray. God, where there's hiding, help us to recalibrate it. If we're hiding from you, expose it. Help us to see it. and help us to bring it into the light. If we're hiding from each other, help us to not be afraid, but to be secure in who you have created us to be and in who you are recreating us to be. And if it feels like you are hiding from us, God, help us to see how even this is part of your story. How you might be setting aside, how you might be preparing, how you might be equipping us. God, we confess that you are the source of all good. And so help us to recalibrate our hiding so that we can better experience your goodness in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And we all say together. Amen. I invite you to stand and receive God's blessing this morning. Friends, may God go before you to guide you. May God go beside you to befriend you. Beneath you to support you, and behind you to protect you. Do not fear. The presence of God is with us, even in our hidden places. The presence of God is with us, even when it feels like God is hiding. The presence of God is with us. Always. Do not be afraid. We all say together.